Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
God and our Father, we come before your presence today, thanking you for sparing our lives and giving us another chance that we may draw closer unto thee. We pray that you'll look upon us with compassion and mercy. Help us to go through, take us through, O Lord. Help us to depend on you as never before, realizing that you are our help, you are our hope, and you are our trust. I pray that you look on your people everywhere, that you will touch and bless, that you will save to the uttermost, oh Lord. Strengthen your people. Help them to stand and help them to go through, oh Lord. Help them to endure, Lord. We know you got the power. We know all things is possible with you, Lord. There is nothing that is impossible that you cannot do. We are trusting in you today, our faith. Looks up to you. We pray that you have mercy today, that you will save souls on today, that you will deliver, help somebody to receive the word of God. Help them, oh Lord, their lives unto you and to repent of their sins that they might receive Christ. Pray, Lord Jesus, that you look on those who are sick and afflicted, those who are going through tests and trials. We pray that you touch them. Send on your healing virtue. Heal today, Lord. We know thou art a healer. We know thou art a deliverer. Lord, we tried you, and we know there is no failure in you. We are continuing to look to you that you may take us through, that we may be able to endure unto the end. We pray that you look on your people everywhere, those that are suffering, those that are going through tests and trials. We pray that you touch them, give them strength, help them to endure, help them to go through, oh Lord. Make ways out of no way. Open up doors that may be closed. Touch in a special way. Continue to work miracles and prove yourself to us, oh Lord. Help us, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you look on this broadcast, that you will continue to send your word, that you will bless some soul. Help somebody to come to you before it's too late. In the name of Jesus, send deliverance to them that are bound. Saved to the uttermost, filled with the Holy Ghost. Help somebody, oh Lord, to turn from their way. Help them to seek your faith. We realize that you're yet in the saving business. You're yet forgiving sins. Have mercy today, oh Lord, today. We need help. We need strength. We want to go through. We want to endure until the end. Help us to make this journey. Help us to run this race, oh Lord. Help us today, oh Lord. Give us the strength we need to go through. We pray that you look upon all of the unspoken requests. We pray that you will grant them according to your will. And we pray that you will heal them that need healing, and that you will deliver them that are behind bars. We know you're a deliverer. We know you're able. We're trusting in you and your word. Your word cannot fail. Help us to continue to look to you and trust in you. Help us to continue to go through. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus cover. Let the Spirit of God prevail. Move by your Spirit. Oh, my God, and we thank you for this prayer today. We thank you for every listener. We thank you for those who are on this broadcast. We pray that you touch and bless throughout the world. Have mercy today. Saints such as should be saved. Look on those that is nearest to death. We pray that you will forgive and that you will save and deliver. And we know you're able today. We thank you for all that you've done. We thank you for what we believe you're going to do. And we're yet looking to you, taking you at your word. Oh, my God, continue to go with us. Bless us, and we shall be blessed. Saved, and we shall be saved. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We welcome you to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. We thank God for that beautiful anointed prayer coming through Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. Praise the Lord. And if you are tuning in for the first time, you are listening to Evangelist Sheila Hameen, your host, the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. I'm the Watch Care Minister of Holy Temple Church of God, located in Baltimore, Maryland. Holy Temple is a branch of our headquarters church at the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God Incorporated, which is located in Camden, New Jersey. Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is our president and Northern District Overseer, and we thank God for our pastor. Thank God for all the people of God. And at this time, we just would like to extend the invitation to anyone who would like to call in right now. If you have a prayer request, if you have a song on your heart you want to share, if you have some encouraging words you want to give, anything you would like to do during this broadcast live with us, you are welcome to call into our guest line. And that number is 978-990-5270. The access code is 7946-408. And again, you are welcome to enter into the broadcast with us live at this time. Maybe you have a prayer request, you want to make that known, you can do so right now. And we're looking forward to the Lord blessing us during this broadcast. And before we move further, just want to let you know that on this afternoon, we are looking forward to the reading of the scripture. As we mentioned at the beginning of the year, we would periodically have scripture reading for those of you who are desiring to read the Bible. And no matter where your place is, continue to keep reading the Word of God. Never give up, no matter how long it takes you. Just persevere. And we'll be reading at I'll let Dr. Khadijah tell you where, but that comes later. Before we do that, we're going to have some announcements. And just to let you know that our broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You can listen to our broadcast by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service Title I School. And if you would like to correspond with us, the Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. The mailing address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. If you have a prayer request you would like to leave later on, you can do so by sending a text to 410-209-7503. And added to our prayer list is Sister Maria McBride and the bereaved McBride family, Missionary Desi Johnson and the bereaved Johnson family. Let us continue in prayer for them. The bereaved Edmund family, the bereaved family, Deacon Nehemiah Jackson and his companion, Sister Doreen Jackson, Titus Edmund Sr., and all of those who are on our prayer list that we're not going to call all the names right now, but the names we have are continual. They do not get removed from the prayer list. We continue in prayer for everyone who has requested prayer. And again, if you have a prayer request or you know someone who needs prayer, please let us know and we'll be happy to put their names on our prayer list and go to God on their behalf. Amen. Praise the Lord. So at this time, we're going to move forward and we're going to get ready for the reading of the scripture on this afternoon. So get your Bibles ready and get tuned to hear the Word of God and be blessed. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and turn the remainder of the broadcast into the hands of Dr. Evangelist Khadijah Hameen that she may read scripture on this afternoon. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for this opportunity. Thank God for that anointed prayer coming through Evangelist Maybell. Thank God for all things, for the names on the prayer list. And so we're going to go ahead and get ready to read. And if you have been following along, you know that I am reading my Bible. It has 732 pages. And divided by 365, it's 2. So that tells me that we have to get through 2 pages a day. If I read 2 pages a day, it'll get me to the end of the Bible by the last day of the year. So, and we are 127 days into the year already, which means there are only 238 days left. So multiply it by 2, I'm on page 254, which is 2 Kings. It's the kind of the beginning, of, it's a portion of the beginning of the 18th chapter of 2 Kings. So I want to start at the house down on page 253, which is which will bring us to the beginning of 2 Kings, the 18th chapter. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible at 2 Kings 18 and 1. And it reads, "Now it came to pass in the third year of Hoshea," and I'm going to read until, usually I try to do two full pages, but we'll see where the Lord allows us to get to before we run out of time. "Now it came to pass in the third year of Hoshea, son of Elah, king of Israel, that Hezekiah, the son of Ahaz, king of Judah, began to reign. 25 years old was he when he began to reign, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Abi, the daughter of Zechariah, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that David his father did. He removed the high places and brake the images and cut down the groves and brake in pieces the brazen serpent that Moses had made. For unto those days the children of Israel did burn incense to it, and he called it Nehushtan. He trusted in the Lord God of Israel, so that after him was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor any that were before him. For he clave to the Lord and departed not from following him, but kept his commandments, which the Lord commanded Moses. And the Lord was with him, and he prospered whithersoever he went forth. And he rebelled against the king of Assyria and served him not. He smote the Philistines, even unto Gaza and the borders thereof, from the tower of the watchmen to the fence city. And it came to pass in the fourth year of King Hezekiah, which was the seventh year of Hoshea, son of Elah, king of Israel, that Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, came up against Samaria and besieged it. And at the end of 3 years they took it, even in the sixth year of Hezekiah, that is the ninth year of Hoshea, king of Israel, Samaria was taken. And the king of Assyria did carry away Israel unto Assyria, and put them in Halah and Habor by the river of Gozan, and in the cities of the Medes, because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord their God, but transgressed his covenant, and all that Moses the servant of the Lord commanded, and would not hear them, nor do them." I want to read that again. "Because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord their God, but transgressed his covenant, and all that Moses the servant of the Lord commanded, and would not hear them, nor do them. Now in the 14th year of King Hezekiah, did Sennacherib, king of Assyria, come up against all the fenced cities of Judah and took them. And Hezekiah, king of Judah, sent to the king of Assyria, to Lachish, saying, I have offended, return from me. That which thou puttest on me will I bear. And the king of Assyria appointed unto Hezekiah, king of Judah, 300 talents of silver and 30 talents of gold. And Hezekiah gave him all the silver that was found in the house of the Lord and in the treasures of the king's house. At that time did Hezekiah cut off the gold from the doors of the temple of the Lord and from the pillars which Hezekiah, king of Judah, had overlaid, and gave it to the king of Assyria. And the king of Assyria sent Tartan and Rabsaris and Rabshakeh from Lachish to King Hezekiah with a great host against Jerusalem. And when they were come up, they came and stood by the conduit of the upper pool, which is in the highway of the fuller's field. And when they had called to the king, there came out unto them Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, which was over the household, and Shebna the scribe, and Joah the son of Asaph, the recorder. And Rabshakeh said unto them, Speak ye now to Hezekiah, thus saith the great king, the king of Assyria, What confidence is this wherein thou trustest? Thou sayest, but they are but vain words. I have counsel and strength for the war. Now on whom dost thou trust that thou rebellest against me? Now behold, thou trustest upon the staff of this bruised reed, even upon Egypt, on which if a man lean, it will go into his hand and pierce it. So is Pharaoh, king of Egypt, unto all that trust in him. But if you say unto me, We trust in the Lord our God, is not that he whose high places and whose altars Hezekiah hath taken away, and hath said to Judah and Jerusalem, Ye shall worship before this altar in Jerusalem? Now therefore, I pray thee, give pledges to my lord the king of Assyria, and I will deliver thee 2,000 horses, if thou be able on thy part to set riders upon them. How then wilt thou turn away the face of one captain of the least of my master's servants, and put thy trust on Egypt for chariots and for horsemen? Am I now come up without the Lord against this place to destroy it? The Lord said to me, go up against this land and destroy it. Then said Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, and Shebna and Joah unto Rabshakeh, speak, I pray thee, to thy servants in the Syrian language, for we understand it, and talk not with us in the Jews' language in the ears of the people that are on the wall. But Rabshakeh said unto them, hath my master sent me to thy master and to thee to speak these words? Hath he not sent me to the men which sit on the wall, that they may eat their own dung and drink their own piss with you? Then Rabshakeh stood and cried with a loud voice in the Jews' language and spake, saying, hear the word of the great king, the king of Assyria. Thus saith the king, let not Hezekiah deceive you, for he shall not be able to deliver you out of his hand. Neither let Hezekiah make you trust in the Lord, saying, the Lord will surely deliver us, and this city shall not be delivered into the hand of the king of Assyria. Hearken not to Hezekiah, for thus saith the king of Assyria, make an agreement with me by a present, and come out to me, and then eat ye every man of his own vine, and every one of his own of his fig tree, and drink ye every one the waters of his cistern, until I come and take you away to a land. Sorry, I lost my place there. Until I come and take you away to a land like your own land, a land of corn and wine, a land of bread and vineyards, a land of oil, olive, and of honey, that ye may live and not die. And hearken not unto Hezekiah when he persuaded you, saying, the Lord will deliver us. Hath any of the gods of the nations delivered at all his land out of the hand of the king of Assyria? Where are the gods of Hamath and of Arpad? Where are the gods of Sarathaim, Hena, and Eva? Have they delivered Samaria out of mine hand? Who are they among all the gods of the countries that had delivered their country out of mine hand, that the Lord should deliver Jerusalem out of my hand? But the people held their peace and answered him not a word, for the king's commandment was, saying, answer him not. Then came Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, which was over the household, and Shebna the scribe, and Joah the son of Asaph the recorder, to Hezekiah with their clothes rent, and told him the words of Rabshakeh. We move into the 19th chapter of 2 Kings. And it came to pass, when King Hezekiah heard it, that he rent his clothes and covered himself with sackcloth and went into the house of the Lord. And he sent Eliakim, which was over the household, and Shebna the scribe and the elders of the priests covered with sackcloth, to Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos. And he said unto him, Thus saith Hezekiah, this day is a day of trouble and of rebuke and blasphemy. For the children are come to the birth, and there is not strength to bring forth. It may be the Lord thy God will hear all the words of Rabshakeh, whom the king of Assyria, his master, hath sent to reproach the living God, and will reprove the words which the Lord thy God hath heard. Wherefore, lift up thy prayer for the remnant that are left. So the servants of King Hezekiah came to Isaiah. And Isaiah said unto them, thus shall ye say to your master, thus saith the Lord, be not afraid of the words which thou hast heard, with which the servants of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me. Behold, I will set a blast upon him, and he shall hear a rumor, and shall return to his own land. And I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land. So Rabshakeh returned and found the king of Assyria warring against Libna, for he had heard that he was departed from Lachish. And when he heard say of Tirhakah, king of Ethiopia, behold, he has come out to fight against thee, he sent messengers again unto Hezekiah, saying, thus shall ye speak to Hezekiah, king of Judah, saying, let not thy God, in whom thou trustest, deceive thee, saying, Jerusalem shall not be delivered into the hand of the king of Assyria. Behold, thou hast heard what the kings of Assyria have done for all the lands, by destroying them utterly, and shalt thou not be delivered? Have the gods of the nations delivered them which my fathers have destroyed, as Gozan and Haran and Rebza and the children of Eden, which were in the Lasar. Where is the king of Hamath and the king of Arpad and the king of the city of Saravim, of Hina, of and Ivah? And Hezekiah received the letter at the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up into the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord God of Israel, which dwelleth between the cherubims, thou art the God, even thou art alone. Of all the kingdoms of the earth, thou hast made heaven and earth. Lord, bow down thine ear and hear. Open, Lord, thine eyes and see and hear the words of Sennacherib, which hath sent him to reproach the living God. Of a truth, Lord, the kings of Assyria have destroyed the nations and their lands and have cast their gods into the fire, for they were no gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore, they have destroyed them. Now, therefore, O Lord, our God, I beseech thee, save thou us out of his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord God, even thou only. Then Isaiah, the son of Amos, sent to Hezekiah, saying, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, that which thou hast prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, I have heard. This is the word that the Lord hath spoken concerning him. The virgin, the daughter of Zion, hath despised thee, and laughed thee to scorn. The daughter of Jerusalem hath shaken her head at thee, whom hast thou reproached and blasphemed, and against whom hast thou exalted thy voice and lifted up thine eyes on high, even against the Holy One of Israel. By thy messengers thou hast reproached the Lord, and hast said, With the multitude of my chariots I am come up to the height of the mountains, to the sides of Lebanon, and will cut down the tall cedar trees thereof, and the choice fir trees thereof, and I will enter into the lodgings of his borders and into the forest of his Carmel. I have digged and drunk strange waters, and with the sole of my feet have I dried up all the rivers of the besieged places. Hast thou not heard long ago how I have done it, and of ancient times that I have? Now have I brought it to pass that thou shouldest be to lay waste fenced cities into ruinous heaps. Therefore their inhabitants were of small power. They were dismayed and confounded. They were as the grass of the field and as the green herb, as the grass on housetops, and as corn blasted before it be grown up. But I know thy abode, and thy going out, and thy coming in, and thy rage against me. Because thy rage against me and thy tumult is come up into mine ears, therefore I will put my hook in thy nose and my bridle in thy lips, and I will turn thee back by the way which I will turn thee back by the way by which thou camest. And this shall be a sign unto thee. Ye shall eat this year such things as grow of themselves, and in the second year that which springeth of the same. And in the third year sow ye and reap and plant vineyards and eat the fruit thereof. And the remnant that is escaped of the house of Judah shall yet again take root downward and bear fruit upward. For out of Jerusalem shall go forth a remnant, and they shall escape out of Mount Zion. The zeal of the Lord of hosts shall do this. Therefore thus saith the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not come into this city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with shield, nor cast a bank against it. By the way that he came, by the same shall he return, and shall not come into this city, saith the Lord. For I will defend this city to save it, for mine own sake and for my servant David's sake. And it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of the Assyrians an 185,000. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed and went and returned and dwelt at Nineveh. And it came to pass, as he was worshipping in the house of Nisroch his god, that Adrammelech and Sherezar his son smote him with a sword, and they escaped into the land of Armenia. And Esarhaddon his son reigned in his stead. 2 Kings 20:1. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death, and the prophet Isaiah the son of Amos came to him and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, But I beseech thee, O Lord, Remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. And it came to pass before Isaiah was gone out into the middle court, that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, Thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. On the third day thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord, and I will add unto thy days 15 years. And I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. And Isaiah said, Take a lump of figs. And they took and laid it on the boil, and he recovered. And Hezekiah said unto Isaiah, What shall be the sign that the Lord will heal me, and that I shall go up into the house of the Lord on the third day? And Isaiah said, This sign shalt thou have of the Lord, that the Lord will do the thing that he hath spoken. Shall the shadow go forward 10 degrees, or go back 10 degrees? And Hezekiah answered, It is a light thing for the shadow to go down 10 degrees. Nay, but let the shadow return backward 10 degrees. And Isaiah the prophet cried unto the Lord, and he brought the shadow 10 degrees backwards, by which it had gone down in the dial of Ahaz. At that time, Berodach Baladan, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present unto Hezekiah, for he had heard that Hezekiah had been sick. And Hezekiah hearkened unto them and shewed them all the house of his precious things, the silver and the gold and the spices and the precious ointment and all the house of his armor and all that was in that was found in his treasures. There was nothing in his house nor in all his dominion that Hezekiah shewed them not. Then came Isaiah the prophet unto King Hezekiah and said unto him, What said these men? And from whence came they unto thee? And Hezekiah said, They are come from a far country, even from Babylon. And he said, What have they seen in thy house? And Hezekiah answered, All the things that are in mine house have they seen. There is nothing among my treasures that I have not shewed them. And Isaiah said unto Hezekiah, Hear the word of the Lord. Behold, the days come that all that is in thine house and that which thy fathers have laid up in store unto this day shall be carried into Babylon. Nothing shall be left, saith the Lord. And of thy sons that shall issue from thee, which thou shalt beget, shall they take away, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. Then said Hezekiah unto Isaiah, Good is the word of the Lord which thou hast spoken. And he said, Is it not good if peace and truth be in my days? And the rest of the acts of Hezekiah in all his might, and how he made a pool and a conduit and brought water into the city, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? And Hezekiah slept with his fathers, and Manasseh his son reigned in his stead. And we'll read one last chapter 21. Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign, and reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Hephzibah. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, after the abomination of the heathen, whom the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. For he built up again the high places which Hezekiah his father had destroyed, and he reared up altars for Baal, and made a grove, as did Ahab, king of Israel, and worshipped all the host of heaven, and served them. Sorry. In the fourth verse, and he built altars in the house of the Lord, of which the Lord said, In Jerusalem will I put my name. And he built altars for all the host of heaven in the two courts of the house of the Lord. And he made his son pass through the fire and observed times and used enchantments and dealt with familiar spirits and wizards. He wrought much wickedness in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. And he set a graven image of the grove that he had made in the house of which the Lord said to David and to Solomon his son, In this house and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen out of the tribes of Israel, will I put my name forever. Neither will I make the feet of Israel move any more out of the land which I gave their fathers, only if they will observe to do according to all that I have commanded them, and according to all the law that my servant Moses commanded them. But they hearkened not, And Manasseh seduced them to do more evil than did the nations whom the Lord destroyed before the children of Israel. And the Lord spake by his servants, the prophets, saying, because Manasseh, king of Judah, hath done these abominations and have done wickedly, above all that the Amorites did, which were before him, and hath made Judah also to sin with his idols, therefore thus saith the Lord God of Israel, behold, I am bringing such evil upon Jerusalem and Judah, that whosoever heareth of it, both his ears shall tingle. And I will stretch over Jerusalem the line of Samaria and the plummet of the house of Ahab, and I will wipe Jerusalem as a man wipeth a dish, wiping it and turning it upside down. And I will forsake the remnant of mine inheritance and deliver them in the hand of their enemies, and they shall become a prey and a spoil to all their enemies, because they have done that which was evil in my sight and have provoked me to anger since the day of their fathers came forth out of Egypt, even unto this day. Moreover, Manasseh shed innocent blood very much till he had filled Jerusalem from one end to another, beside his sin wherewith he made Judah to sin and doing that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. Now the rest of the acts of Manasseh and all that he did and his sin that he sinned, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And Manasseh slept with his fathers and was buried in the garden of his own house, in the garden of Uzzah. And Amon, his son, reigned in his stead. Amon was 22 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 2 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Meshulameth, the daughter of Haruz of Jotba. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, as his father Manasseh did. And he walked in all the way that his father walked in and served the idols that his father served and worshipped them. And he forsook the Lord God of his fathers and walked not in the way of the Lord. And the servants of Ammon conspired against him and slew the king in his own house. And the people of the land slew all them that had conspired against King Ammon. And the people of the land made Josiah, his son, king in his stead. Now the rest of the acts of Ammon, which he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? And he was buried in his sepulchre in the garden of Uzzah, and Josiah, his son, reigned in his stead. Amen. And I believe I will stop there at the 21st chapter. And I'm going to go ahead and turn the broadcast now back over into the hands of Evangelist Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the Word of God, for the reading of the Word of God coming through Evangelist Dr. Khadija Hameen. And it was a beautiful reading of the Word. The Word of God just began to illuminate and come alive as I was listening and picturing the things that were going on at the time. And I could say of a truth that God always proved himself to be the only true and living God. And when others rose up and thought that they could overthrow the people of God, God stood up for his people. And he's the same God today. He will stand up for his people, amen, against the enemy. When the king of Assyria had all this pride because he had besieged so many other lands, and he thought that he could take over the land of Israel. But he didn't know the true and living God. He didn't know the power of the Almighty God. He likened God to those handmade gods, the idol gods that he was able to overthrow and destroy. But he couldn't do anything against the true and living God. Amen. And he tried to discourage the people of God, tried to keep them from believing the king, the man of God, who was encouraging them to trust the Lord. And that Satan is doing the same thing today.
Maybe you are reaching out to God and you have faith and you believe that God is going to move for you and that he's going to bless you. And the enemy wants you to doubt. He doesn't want you to take God at his word. But I'm here to encourage you on this afternoon to just believe God no matter what. Regardless of what the enemy is saying, if he writes you a letter, if he threatens you, if he sends you a text, if he calls you on the phone, whatever he may do to try to discourage you, don't listen to the devil.
Amen.
Because he's a liar and the truth is not in him. Hallelujah. Don't listen when he says you can't be delivered because he's a liar. Jesus died that we might be delivered. Amen. Praise God. And if you are sick in your body, God has the power to heal you, just like he did Hezekiah. When Hezekiah got sick, he prayed to the Lord, and the Lord heard his prayer and healed him and even delivered them from the king of Assyria, who was trying to overthrow the people of God. They went to God with everything, and it pays to trust the Lord. So I truly thank God for the word of God on this afternoon, and you have the invitation right now to believe God and to take God at his word. If you desire to accept the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, don't put it off any longer, but today is your day of salvation. You don't have to wait another minute, but if you would right now repent in your heart and ask the Lord to forgive you and then invite him to come into your heart and to dwell there, to just make him the leader of your life, the captain of your life. Put God first. Make up your mind to serve the Lord. Turn from the world. Walk away from the world. Don't be like the world. Give it up and give your heart to the Lord. Accept him as your personal Savior, and he'll come in today. And he will save you. Hallelujah. Anyone who is discouraged, anyone with any prayer request, spoken or unspoken, God is able to do it for you. He is listening, waiting to hear from you. So make your request known to him as we prepare to go to the Lord in prayer. And as we go, let us humble ourselves before him and let us believe God together. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you as humble as we know how. We ask, Lord, that you will give us, that you will forgive us, O God, and that you will take away all of our sins in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray right now that you will cover us under your blood. Jesus, we call on you, Lord, on behalf of those who are waiting to receive you in their heart. Those, oh God, who have repented of their sins, oh Lord God, and opened their heart to accept you as their personal Savior. Lord, right now, wash them in your blood and clean them up, Lord Jesus. Fill their souls with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, oh my God, create in them a clean heart and renew a right spirit within them. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God, that you will remember those who are on the prayer list today, one by one and name by name. Touch, Lord, heal, deliver, make whole, my God. Lift heavy burdens, Lord Jesus. Encourage the discouraged. Lord, reclaim the backslider. Have mercy today, O Lord. Move in miraculous ways. Work wonders, O my God, and work miracles in the name of Jesus. Lord, destroy the works of the enemy. Destroy his evil works in the name of Jesus. Tear down strongholds, my God. Loose the shackles
in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, break every chain. Oh, my God. Save, Lord Jesus, those family members who are not saved. Save, oh, God, dying souls everywhere. Stay the hand of death, my God, and give somebody a chance to repent. Give somebody a little more time, Lord, to make it right, my God, in the name of Jesus. Even look on the one, Lord, who is on the deathbed, oh, God, and have not received forgiveness of sins. Remember them today, Lord Jesus, and visit them, oh, God. Give them a chance to repent right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know you're able. And we pray, Lord, that you'll remember the bereaved families today, that you will give them comfort and consolation. Oh, Lord Jesus, be close, families. Be close, oh, God, to all of those who are hurting, Lord God, whose heart is broken because of this great loss. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. Oh, my God, let them feel your tender, loving care, oh, God, and your compassion in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray, Lord, that you will bless this ministry, that you will bless every hearer, oh, God, everyone who's listening, Lord. Let a blessing come upon them and overtake them, oh, God. Remember those who are incarcerated. Lord, visit them in the incarceration. Lord, go into the cell with them. In the name of Jesus, and bless them, oh, God. Save them, Lord. Deliver their souls. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. Be merciful. Be merciful, Lord Jesus, and bless your people everywhere, oh, God. We ask you to remember this broadcast, Lord. Let it be a blessing all around, Lord God, near and far. Let it grow. Let it prosper, Lord Jesus. Let whosoever receive your word be blessed today in a special way, my God. We believe you right now, and we're taking you at your word. We're depending on you, Lord, and we're looking unto you. And we ask you, Lord, to search our hearts, and whatever is not right, anything that's there that you're not pleased with, we ask that you will forgive us and remove it right now, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Take it away from us, Lord. Take it out by the root, oh, Lord God, and make us all over. Help us, Lord, to do your will. Help us, oh, God, to keep your commandments, to walk upright before you in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to please let your presence remain with us even today and until the next time and hour that we come back to this broadcast. In that meantime, Lord, remain with us, oh God, and encourage us, Lord. Be with us and be our guide. Take us by the hand, Lord Jesus. Lead us and guide us, Lord. Direct our path. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for your touch, Lord. We thank you for giving us strength. Thank you, oh, God, for increasing our faith. We thank you, Lord, for your healing power. We thank you for deliverance, oh, God. We thank you for the saving of souls, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh, God, for the working of miracles. We thank you for the door is open for us, oh God, and the way being made. We thank you for working things out in our homes, Lord. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. We praise you and we magnify you, oh God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, and we ask, Lord God, that you'll accept our prayer. Oh, yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. We ask you, oh God, to look on Evangelist Cynthia, Lord Jesus. Lay your hand upon her, Lord God. Touch her body. Heal her, Lord Jesus. Give her a full recovery in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this prayer. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. If you don't mind, I just want to take this time and give God the praise. If you're praising with
praise
me, you're welcome to do so. Hallelujah.
Glory to that. Thank you,
Lord Jesus. Glory.
Bless your name.
As we're reading, And I thank God for the opportunity to have to just do that. And that every time I read that scripture, I think about the message that Evangelist Cynthia preached about that particular scripture and the things that she said and how God, he fights for his people. We don't have to fight for any, you know, for anything that we want. We don't have to fight in the battle. God, it's in his hands. You know, Sennacherib, he sent the folks to reproach God, and he suffered. He paid the price for that. He proved to Sennacherib and to his people that only he's God alone. And I thank God for that passage of scripture and, you know, for all things. I want to say that the saints be encouraged. Those who are seeking the Lord, keep on seeking him. And Vanessa Amin, Vanessa Maybell, be encouraged. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for those beautiful remarks and exhortations, words of encouragement. We just thank God for this broadcast on this afternoon and how the Lord continues to bless. And we do want to take this time and thank everyone for your prayers. We ask that you will continue to pray for us. And also just to give you a heads up, we are expecting to have our women's conventions this month, and the date is May 26th through the 28th. It's going to be here in Baltimore, Maryland, on behalf of Holy Temple. So we are looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. I believe that we have services scheduled for Saturday morning at 10 a.m., which will be at the hotel where I believe will be hosted at the hotel. This is the, let me get that information for you. And I meant to have that ready, and I didn't get it ready, but it's the Hilton Hanover, Hilton Garden Inn and Homewood Suites, Arundel Mills. And you are welcome to come out. It's in Hanover, Maryland, which is about a 12-minute drive from Baltimore, very close. The address there is 7491 New Ridge Road, Hanover, Maryland, 21076. And the services will be held there Saturday morning at 10 a.m. and also Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Sunday school, I believe, and 11 a.m. Morning worship service. So come on out and enjoy the Lord with us. Come out and be blessed. There's many things planned, and you can certainly come on out and be blessed and have a great time and leave a different way than you came. Amen. And even leave with some blessings. Praise the Lord. So we invite you once again to come to our women's convention. I'm excited about it, looking forward to it. And I can't wait to see what God has in store for us. Amen. So again, you're welcome to come to the Hilton Garden Inn, Hanover, Arundel Mills, Maryland. There, again, the address is 7491. New Ridge Road, Hanover, Maryland, 21076. Amen. Praise the Lord. This does conclude the broadcast. And before we close out, anything else that I might have forgotten to mention? If not, this concludes the broadcast on this afternoon. We look forward to you tuning in with us for our next broadcast on Friday evening, if it be the Lord's will, at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Until that time, may the Lord bless you and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you and good night.